Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, boys. Welcome. Guess what? Guess what's new, guys?
What's that, Ted? What could possibly be new?
We've got a new musical intro here. I don't know if you guys can hear this.
I'm grooving.
I'm not grooving. Just hearing it, Ted. I'm kind of feeling it a little bit.
I'm feeling it, man.
Ooh. Not only that.
What the hell? Who the hell was that?
We've also got a new guest, Matt Watson. He's on the podcast.
What's up?
How the hell did you get in here?
I just hacked into Discord.
He climbed in through the window.
Dude, I'm grooving so hard. I don't even mind. Welcome to the show.
Here comes the intro. Too, either way,
guys.
Get ready, folks. Welcome to
it's
the Chuckle Sandwich. Yeah, so welcome, really? Ladies and gentlemen, to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast, now with a spicy new intro. I'm Ted. I'm here with Charlie and Schlatt.
Howdy.
And we've got a beautiful guest today on the podcast, Swindling.
No, let him.
Swindling?
Let him introduce himself.
Like a car salesman?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Matt Watson. I'm on the channel Super Mega, and I make music, and I'm on Twitter.
Wow.
Where can people find you there as well on Twitter? What's your at?
Matt H. Watson.
Yeah, it would be. Matt, we've got some questions for you here today. We appreciate you coming in.
Absolutely.
Just some stuff we kind of want to nail down for the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. The first thing we have here on the list, if you're ready. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Good.
You better be ready.
Yeah.
Because these are hard hitting.
Listen, Matt,
big boys.
I don't really know you, man. So I'm going to need you to just really confirm that you're ready for this one.
I'm 100% ready. I'll do whatever I need to do to prove that too. Okay.
You're going
to
you're going to be my good little girl today, Matty.
Yeah.
You're going to be my good girl.
Yes. I'll be your good little girl. I promise.
Good.
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Good.
give him a little kiss.
All right. All right, you little...
Give daddy a little... All right, let's start the questions.
Oh, we're so glad to have daddy's little girl here on the show. Do you wet your toothbrush before or after applying the toothpaste?
After.
What? After? Who the fuck does it before?
I do it after. I put the toothpaste on, and then it's like, I think if I put the water on...
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what? I kind of go 50-50. I just do whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
A splash and then another splash?
I don't know. I feel like the water serves as a bit of a primer for the toothbrushing experience. I can't imagine putting it on before.
I do both.
It doesn't matter because I need to put a little... I need to flatten out the toothpaste with the water or something, I guess.
That's nonsense.
This implies I brush my teeth. I don't brush my teeth, actually, so...
Brush your teeth?
No.
What do you do?
You're a crusty guy then, huh?
Nothing. I gurgle some water. The toothpaste industry is a scam. The whole dental industry is a scam.
You just got two big slabs in your mouth.
Oh, I get it.
You got two big slabs of tar and plaque, man.
It's like when you're in the shower. and you use the shampoo, and you just let it run down the rest of your body, and don't use body wash.
You don't need all the. You don't need conditioner and body wash.
It's like
how
you get in the shower and you don't really want to deal with it all, so you gargle the shampoo instead.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then that really cleans your teeth.
Mm-hmm. You want
to
get
wash my hair with a bar of soap. When I was a kid, I would just take a bar of soap and just do my hair with
it. Okay, I actually did that too. Horrible. When I was on the swim team and they didn't have like shampoo and conditioner in the showers, I would just take like a shit ton of hand soap and just like fully lubricate myself in the hand soap and then cross my...
You think it would work? It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't by any means, but I'll tell you what's really fun is when you're just coated in hand soap and you cross your arms and then you make a really big bubble.
What brand
was it? Yeah.
What, soft soap?
It was a shower. Iris it was like the yellow kind that just makes you dry and sad afterwards, but you don't.
Oh, the yellow kind? Yeah.
It was, you know, the yellow one.
Yeah.
You know
the yellow absolutely.
One. Daddy's little girl knows the yellow kind.
I know the yellow kind quite well, trust me.
Okay, I like to go for a quick 5-in-1.
I want to circle on back here to Matt and his caked canines here, because personally, I wet before, and I'll tell you why, guys. it's because the bristles, you know, and everyone uses a soft toothbrush. That's the one the dentists always say to use. So
You use a hard toothbrush.
It doesn't make you more of
a
man
to destroy
toothbrush. Your gums, slat.
What are you talking about?
Dude, just take your fingernail
you
and scrape
those, buddy.
Take your fingernail and scrape the plaque off.
The gums are remarkably strong.
No way.
They're remarkably strong.
10 years from now, you're going to be all
you
flesh and no
with
bone,
hard,
you
hard
sicko.
Bristle.
You're going
to
be all freaking flesh, dude.
My dentist,
I'll tell you what I like to
my
do.
Dentist tells me my gums are immaculate.
You're going to chew something, and it's going to sound like stirring around mac and cheese, man, because all your teeth are going to be freaking
man.
Gone.
You have no
idea
what you're
talking
about.
You wetten the bristles beforehand to soften the bristles even further and to fully regulate them, get them ready for entry.
Put a little oil on those bristles, man. A little,
guys,
like, motor oil.
I have something. What I like to do is I like to scratch at my teeth, like... similar to how maybe if you're living in the 1600s and you're a pirate and you've been put in the brig and you're scratching at the door because you're dying of scurvy.
Kind of
weird. Oh, yeah,
that's
man. Get
like
all that plaque on your fingernails.
My relationship with my teeth. I'm scratching away at my teeth.
Scratching
your
teeth?
Yeah.
You ever like go in the shower and just scratch your face and all the oil and grease...
Well, it can be hard while you're gargling all the shampoo.
Yeah, well, I'm a multitasker, Charlie. So while I'm gargling the shampoo and and letting it drip all the way down my body, I'm also scratching at myself.
I hope you know this is, like, effectively a horror movie
scene. The imagery here
is
a madman.
It is
no, I do that, too.
Terminator 2.
I do that, too. I take the finger. I take my finger, and I, like, the crease of your nose where your nose meets your face, bro, you scratch that shit down in the shower, and you get some, you know, you get some oil and some gross things.
Okay, well,
that
actually,
aren't supposed to be
there.
You get some,
where you're coming
you
from
get
there.
Some yum-yum.
No.
Little
you get some
treat
yum-yum.
In the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is revolting. Wow.
I save mine up, actually. I have a little... I stick it on the edge of the shower.
It's like Terminator 2. You're the Terminator. You're the T-100. Metal living flesh over metal endoskeleton, you know?
I hope nobody's listening while they're eating right now.
I hope no one's listening.
Oh, man. If this is what's going to gross people out, then...
What?
Because it's
a prelude to something else you're going to say, man.
No, I'm just on our podcast, we say some really gross shit that actually upsets me.
Get all your gunk out on the table, bro. Get it all out.
I did shit in the shower the other week.
That's awesome, dude.
So you stepped on the drain and you made a little waffle?
Exactly what our first fucking guest did. Are we goddamn cursed, man?
Matt, are you trying to tell me you're a waffle stomper?
No. Listen, I was in the shower and I was laying down.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned waffles, Ted, here, because I've got actually a bullet point just so we can circle around here. I hope no one
oh,
minds
yeah, yeah,
the segue.
Yeah.
I have a little bullet point. Are waffles just grilled pancakes?
Wait. Hold on, Charlie.
And I hate to
Before
take us
you go
off the
on
topic,
to that.
I really, really, really do. I loathe the fact that I must, but Matt, I have to.
So
I
when
have
you
to
shit
inquire.
In the shower, you took so your Matt, foot and you stomped it into the tree.
Yeah, Matt. No. You're telling me you're a bit of a waffle stompy boy. Huh?
And what is a waffle, but if not a cold pancake?
Daddy's little girl's a bit of a waffle stomper.
Something we could get into.
No, it was purely diarrhea, so there was no stomping.
Oh, Christ,
no.
Man!
Oh, no.
Calm down, Charlie. Charlie, come on.
Oh,
man.
Like you guys haven't shit in the shower before. All right.
You're a little drama queen right now, Charlie. Pull it together, you little rascal. I'm going to start giving you a noogie.
Listen, I'm just trying to give you some thinkers, okay? This is stuff that I've thought about while I've been in the shower, and never once while thinking about it have I proceeded to just shit down the drain.
I mean, have you ever seen
it started
just like
as an accident.
A big old turd rolling down the slope of the shower, and you're like, that needs some good old stomping.
How
right
did it
now
get there, Ted? If not me, if not being already my shit.
Well, you know, you're on the swim team, Charlie. Surely you took some group showers in your life.
And never once did I see a turd rolling in the currents of the swim team shower. Never
would you
once.
Like,
none of your,
would you like
never
to?
Once
your
did I see a fat
ever slip
shit
one out?
Backstroking down the 50
you're
meters
in the wrong
in our
shower,
shower
then, my man.
You're in the wrong
never
shower,
once.
Dude.
I, you know, there were even some, like, you know, every swimming pool's got kind of a couple weird old guys walking around in the locker rooms. There was never a single one of them either was shitting down the drain.
Those guys always had the biggest, fattest, juiciest cocks, too.
Fuck off, man.
Yeah, it's like dad dicks. Dad dicks are massive,
they're
and it's
so
always
big.
Like that kind of like...
They're so
and,
large.
And they got the big white bush, too.
Mm. Are dicks like the same thing as ears and noses where they just keep growing? Every year you get older.
I sure hope so.
Is that a thing that happens?
Or do they just swell in size all of a sudden the moment you become 50 years old?
Do you know what my girlfriend said to me 30 minutes before we recorded this show?
Really?
I
you have such a big penis.
No, she didn't. We got on the top. Okay, listen, you mentioned noses and ears. And I sent her
Charlie,
a...
You're a coke. You're so...
I sent her a picture of a Fix It Felix with my name under it, which was a meme that someone did a long time ago, and she said, "That's not what Disney character you look like." And I said, "What Disney character do I look like, you know, of my life? I'm wondering, what is she going to say here? Is it going to be something?" And she just goes quiet for like 2 minutes.
This is in person, like it's not something she.
No, this was over the phone. This was over the phone as well. So she fully had time to understand.
You were on the phone. You had the phone up to your ear, and there was just silence on the other line for 2 full minutes.
Yeah, and I put her on speaker because I wanted to hear. And she said, "I look like a combination." And I said, "Okay, here, you know, this could be good." I'm
a little
waiting
bit
for
of a
the
hybrid.
Two.
Okay.
Of Phineas and Ferb.
You look like
Charlie,
a combination of both of them.
Of both Charlie, of literally the characters with like the most grotesque faces, not just one but two.
Charlie, you sweet boy, I'm so sorry.
I think that's a compliment.
How?
Phineas and Ferb are beloved.
I'm a rhombus, Matt.
You are the simultaneously the most square-headed boy, while also simultaneously being the most angled-headed boy.
Yeah, apparently my face is built like a fucking boat, dude. I can't possibly comprehend. I don't, it, and it's like now I just hung up because I don't want to be a wedge, you know.
You should have said fuck you, you stupid bitch, yeah. And you should have broken up with her right then.
That you know what? There's still 104 days in summer vacation. That's what we always say.
Oh man.
Oh, that was reliant. 104
days to do some good waffle stomping.
Dude, shut up about the waffles.
What?
Why is it? Like, okay,
huh?
Technically...
Why does it bother
anything.
You so much?
Technically...
Why does it bother you?
5%... Wait, we've done 20 episodes, right? Okay, so yeah, so 10% of the episodes of this podcast have been about stomping shit down a drain. Do you not think that is weird?
10% of all
you're in
episodes?
The shower. Your foot's going to get clean anyway.
Actually,
so
it's
after
more,
you do
it's
that,
more
you
than
get
10%. We're not even on 20 yet, and it's happened twice. It's weird that we needed to circle back onto this and talk about it ever again, right? You'd think that the first time you talked about waffle stomping, you would have discussed everything there is to say about pushing your shit down a drain, and yet there's still magic to be found.
Hey, man.
There's a lot to say.
It's mad because of your...
Yeah.
You ever heard of scaphism?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have. I know, yeah. I've read the Wikipedia page on it.
I forget what scapism is all about. Can you explain it to me?
Escapism, like reading a good book?
No, no.
Like reading a good book or watching a good movie?
I was just
going
to spend this whole podcast just trying to sprint away from all the topics we bring up.
What is scapism again?
If I'm not mistaken, isn't it the sexual desire for feces?
No, no,
is it not?
Absolutely not. What the hell are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
That's when you feed. That's when you feed someone who you'd like to die a bunch of milk and honey.
Oh yeah, and then they
send them off into a still body of water on a canoe or kayak
in the boat, and then they let the bees and the insects come.
And rats.
And you probably get pretty dirty after doing that job, so it's just a great time to come on home, get in the shower, set it to hot. Oh, God, that is a drain right there, and I know what would fit down it.
A big-ass shit.
Well,
right
here's
down
the thing
drain.
About the here's the whole thing about the waffle-stomping general sort of modernist or postmodernist waffle-stomping theory.
It's postmodern.
It's more so or less so about the fact that it can fit, and more so the determination to get it to fit, which brings in the stomping aspect.
It doesn't matter how big it is. If you just do enough stomping, it will disappear.
And then it's not your problem anymore.
And truly,
see, I'm in the shower with my girlfriend, and I say, "Do you want to see a magic trick? Watch this." And then I drop a huge shit, and then I stomp it down the drain. She goes, "Where did it go?" And I say, "A magician never reveals his tricks, baby."
So suave. Yeah. It's so suave.
Oh, she loves
it.
She loves it.
Wow. Like people you call the whole neighborhood together for this. It sounds
Oh, I've had multiple neighbors in the shower with me and
screenings.
Yeah.
A screening of
a test run.
I feel like
Alex, you got to get over here.
Charlie, what was
shower me real quick?
I feel like we've run out.
All right, the questions. What were the questions?
Hey, listen,
how would you introduce
a
neighbor to some
let
waffle
me know
stomping?
When you guys are done. I'll be right here.
Like, hey Joe, I got something really sick to show you.
I got something. You're really gonna blow your mind, Joe.
Say, Joe, remember last week when you knocked on my door and you needed to borrow my drill and I gave it to you?
Yeah.
Well, and you said you owed me one. Well, I got
time to
I got
pay
a
up,
for
buddy.
You now, and he comes inside, and then I say, you know what, you know it's a hot day. What do you say we take a shower, and then we go get in the shower, no
so
questions
you do it
asked,
in a cold
then,
shower.
No, if it's a hot day, you can still take a hot shower.
Hey Joe, we're having a barbecue Sunday. Jennifer and Lori are all going to be there. Everyone in the neighborhood, except the barbecue is actually me stomping down my shit in the shower.
Woo. Yeah, you
that's
can smell it from miles
after
away.
Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
I'll bring my neighbors in one by one at the barbecue, and then like I'll come outside soaking wet and be like, "All right, Joe's done. Hey, Nate, come here," and just one by one. That's before we serve the food too.
Infinite. You just have a really large capacity to just continue. Having shit come out of you.
Well, I prepare for it, man.
Oh,
like I'll eat a bunch
like
of stuff the day before.
A little bit of chafism.
And I won't let the whole shit out. I won't let the whole shit out when I'll let a little bit out for each person. You know, you gotta
you're
be
doing the pinching.
Yeah.
You're pinching hard. Wow.
Mm-hmm. They love it though.
You must have like a knifey butthole then to be able to do that.
Dude, that's disgusting, man. That's just why would you talk about
that
kind of shit?
You've got a real guillotine of an ass, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Charlie, of all times that you would double down, why was it then?
I was never gonna get to these questions. You couldn't
handle the waffle stomping, but
listen,
then okay,
it's,
guillotine
it's a
of
tough,
an asshole.
It's a
that's
tough
good.
Dichotomy, okay. I try to be the guy that weighs in at times, bring a little levity to it, and it's just a tough split. When we're talking about waffle stomping, I still want to be
more like
there
a tough
for it.
Shit in the shower.
That's awesome, dude. That's such a good one.
I don't want to let this go. I want it to be like an hour from now, and we're still on this subject.
Charlie, you can do the next topic.
You guys sure? You got it all out of your system?
But I shit.
Honestly,
bottom line,
I
shit in the shower by accident,
about.
And then I continued because it was already. I already did it a little bit, so I just did the rest.
I want
the
I want the bowels to be positively clear before I move on to the next topic.
I think I'm clear. I'm good.
I'm good. No, sure? I shit in the shower right before this.
Feel?
I'm good.
I feel good. I feel right. Supple.
Okay, everyone.
And warm. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm going to go on to the second question.
Yeah.
Would you consider a block of cheese to be a loaf of milk?
No.
Well, really, it's all the same coming out, isn't it?
No, I wouldn't say that's a loaf of milk, because I would say a loaf of milk would be more just like curdled milk that's kind of solidified into a mass.
Like just like a frozen.
Cheese is, yeah. Cheese is just like a whole different category.
I agree. You know? I don't think milk and cheese are really the same thing, right? I mean, they're dairy, but...
No, they're made from the same essential components.
But you know, that doesn't mean
was discovered that they're the same. Because it was discovered because they used to drink... out of the stomachs of like sheep, and you know, because it's like a container, and they're like, oh, we don't have Tupperware yet, so let's use this.
they thought to themselves, oh yes, Tupperware, the thing that we plan to invent, but just haven't gotten around to it yet.
In like 6,000 years, we'll do that, but for now, I'll squirt a cow's milk straight into this sheep's stomach, and the stomach bile from the sheep and the heat created cheese, and that's where the first cheese came from.
Tupperware
can
never do
so
that.
Are you trying to tell me that they would use sheep stomachs as like water bottles without first cleaning out the sheep stomach bile?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I might be totally wrong on this, but I heard this years ago, and I don't remember where I heard it, but it sounds like one of those facts where you're like,
I gotta look it up just in case, because I gotta say, like, I totally buy it, but...
Do you guys ever think about the first person who discovered milk?
I do all the time, yeah.
Because... The only thing that I really think of, I feel like I just kind of think of a...
Matt, it checks out, man.
It's a farmer. He sees a cow, and he's like, hey, man, why not?
He goes, hey, what if?
You know that there's just... Someone was watching, like, a calf, you know, drink milk, and it's dripping down. He's like, God damn, I kind of want some of that. What does that taste like? And he got down and
that calf is eating good, though.
Bessie, I'm fucking thirsty.
Guys. And then you just see them aggressively throw the calf to the side and just start going ham on that udder, dude.
All right, so the third question is going to be if you could choose...
Hold on, Charlie.
Wait, it's true. What I said was true. I just looked it up. Cheese may have been discovered accidentally by the practice of storing milk in containers made from the stomachs of animals.
I will say there's the may. I looked up milk as well. I don't feel like anyone, you know, truly knows this. It's a lot of... A lot of hypotheses here. I think, honestly, I think we're pretty close. I think someone just fucking tried it one day.
Well, I think milk was, you know, they discovered it because humans were like, oh, that comes out of the woman's breast, but it looks like it's also coming out of the cow's breast, so maybe it's just as good.
Maybe there was some farmer that had some sort of very advanced baby, like, you know how there's those people that have that fetish where they want to be a baby? Mm-hmm. And then but they're also a farmer at the same time. And they see a cow, and he's suckling, and he says, oh, this is a baby role play opportunity for me.
Yeah, man, back then they were big into that.
Sucking away, and then he says, hey, wait, this could change everything for everyone.
I'm never gonna drink a single glass of 2% again without thinking this came from baby.
No, milk is I don't drink a lot of dairy because when I drink milk, it makes me break out. And acne, so I don't consume a lot of dairy.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't really get acne, but every time I have, like,
I've heard
dairy,
people
like,
get that.
Like, when I have a bowl of cereal and I suck that shit down, or when I just have a glass of milk with, like, some cookies, within the next few days, I break out. And actually, right now, I have a spot on my face from last week from when I drank milk and then broke out on my face. Yeah,
you've got some pretty clear skin though, Matt. So that's got to be quite the anomaly for you breaking out.
Oh, it was awful. I was suicidal. They had to put me on suicide watch. It was pretty bad.
God, I don't believe that one pimple.
So are you downplaying my struggle and my mental?
No.
So, if you had to choose, would you rather never have to sleep, never have to breathe air, or never have to eat? And Matt, you can't choose all three.
What if I never had to live?
There it is.
That would suck, dude.
Be like one of those things from that one character from Soul. Did you guys see the movie Soul?
Yeah, I did. It was very good. It was really good.
They were just a fucking soul that was just not wanting to live at all. It was like, fuck that shit.
Just no fucking
for the
reason.
Whole movie.
As somebody with narcolepsy, I would like to not ever have to sleep, because sleeping is a plague for me.
Oh, wait.
And I would like to be able to get the narcolepsy.
Are you comfortable talking about that?
No. Yeah, it's not like a touchy subject.
What's it
dude,
like?
Dude, don't bring that up, dude. Don't bring that up.
I mean, yeah, but dark.
It's not pretty epic. It's kind of like there's a misconception. People think that narcolepsy like is a Looney Tunes style, like
Peter Griffin
just, like,
falling
fall
on the ground, like when he the Family Guy style immediately just face planting.
Yeah, like one frame I'm standing, and the next frame I'm on the ground asleep. It's not like that, because there's two types of narcolepsy. There's like catatonic, and then there's I don't remember what they're called, but
right.
I have the type where I don't. It's not like where my muscles all shut down. I have the type where, like, throughout the day, multiple times, I'll have like a sleep attack, where all of a sudden, like just within 30 seconds, I become so sleepy it feels like I just. You know when you get up in like 3 a.m. to go take a piss or a shit in the shower and you're like just so out of it and so tired and you're barely like awake, but you are awake. It I become that very quickly.
Can barely even get a stomp in.
And if I can fight it off, and I have medicine for it that does a pretty good job that I take like on work days and stuff. But it's not super fun. I was just so tired and I couldn't, you know, figure out why. And I tried everything to not take like four naps a day. And I'm like, why? I got like 10 hours of sleep last night, drinking water, taking vitamins, I'm exercising. Like, what's going on? And I had to get a sleep test where they had to hook me up to like a million wires. There's a picture of it online. And like belts around my chest to measure my breathing, and like nodes on my forehead to scan my brain waves and shit. And they were like, yeah, you got narcolepsy.
Weird. So, okay. So,
how many?
You go to sleep normally during the night, is it easy to fall asleep or
no?
So
I have insomnia too, I have insomnia and narcolepsy, which is ironic.
That is incredibly ironic.
I wake up probably 6 to 10 times a night, every single night.
Oh my god!
Wow, you just can't catch a break with sleep.
Literally. No, it sucks, man. It sucks. But I don't want to get on. I don't want to get on sleeping medication. What's the popular one?
Melatonin.
Ambien. Like Roseanne.
Oh, this
she
is like
took
a,
some
is
Ambien.
This above the counter thing you're talking about?
Yeah, she took some Ambien and then she tweeted all that racist shit. So I'm scared that might happen to me. So I don't want to take Roseanne.
Who's Roseanne? What are we talking about?
That's the lady from the show Roseanne.
The big fat bitch. The beautiful woman.
The pog.
She is a pog. I don't want to take any of those drugs that make it like
that
I could become addicted to.
Oh, Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want to get dependent on those though.
So I gotta ask. Oh. I mean, when you go under with a sleep attack, is it very very brief, or is it? You mentioned taking naps before to kind of stave it off. Is it for a while?
It's like for me, maybe it can last from a couple minutes to like 45 minutes to an hour, maybe.
That's pretty scary if you were like driving or something.
Yeah, no, there's times I've had to pull over and take a nap. I was driving to San Diego a couple months ago, and it hit me so hard. I had to just pull off into like a Target parking lot, and I just took like a 45-minute nap. And
have you ever had to pull over like directly onto the highway?
Once, yeah. Damn. I didn't end up taking a nap. I just shut my eyes for like 5 minutes, but yeah. You know. It sucks, and they don't know why it happens, and there's no cure.
To just general narcolepsy?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let me see if Google can tell me. I had no idea they didn't know why it happened.
Who doesn't know? Let me see if Google knows. Why narcolepsy?
One of the side effects of narcolepsy is you're more prone to take a shit in the shower. It just happens.
Yeah, and then stomp on it. Then you just...
And just an unrelenting need
honestly,
to just
after the shit it just does itself. It's like it stomps itself down the drain, you know what I mean?
Pretty much, yeah. And I don't really remember it.
You probably know this, Matt, but it says Google's telling me that many cases of narcolepsy are thought to be caused by a lack of a brain chemical called hypocretin, also known as orexin, which regulates
sleep. I
think
Matt's a little bit of a hypercretin.
Dude, shut the dude.
Dude, you
come
Charlie,
on, man.
You fucking blat, dude. That was so good. Holy
no,
shit.
No, it wasn't, dude. That was
up top,
really.
Dab me up. Feeling good about
do
that.
Do you get Do you get the chess from
cataplexy.
It?
Cataplexy. That's what it's called. Not catatonic. Cataplexy.
Cataplexy.
Do I get the what?
Well, it says that there's five main symptoms of narcolepsy. It sounds like you only have one, which is the cataplexy, but then there's also hallucinations, excessive daytime sleepiness. Okay, you
okay,
get that one.
The hallucinations and the excessive daytime sleepiness. The
speaking of
the hallucinations are weird.
Yeah.
It's like frequently like the world will turn into a Van Gogh painting.
Whoa.
And it's not very fun.
Oh. Interesting.
Like, oh god, he's a little bit crazy. No, it's right when I'm waking up or right when I'm going to sleep is when
I
happens.
Thought that was
so
part of something else that you told me. Is that something you're comfortable talking with on the podcast?
Yeah, well, I mean that doesn't help, but yeah, I can talk about that.
Yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, what was this? It was something. It was a drug you had taken, right? That
HPPD. It's hallucinogen persisting perception disorder.
Right.
And that shit also sucks because my vision is 24/7, like 10 to 15% an acid trip.
And you got that because you did acid.
I got that because I used psychedelics too frequently at one point in my life. Yeah.
Right.
I have not done psychedelics in a very long time, but I had a phase where I was like, "Oh man, I'm opening my mind," and then I fucked up my vision.
Opened
it
a little too hard.
What originally like got you into like the idea of like doing psychedelics? Because I personally have never done one before, but it's like I feel like the general consensus on it is like sort of all over the place, where it's like. It seems generally positive, but then at the same time, it's also like, don't do them. You can only do them like once every like 2 weeks.
Yeah, no, you'll fry your brain.
It messes with your whole brain chemistry, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I already had like a lot of like floaters in my eyesight before that.
Yeah.
And stuff, but now basically I have a lot of like, what I have is like a lot of static, like TV static kind of stuff. So when I look at the sky, it's very like TV static and a lot of like color, like blobs that kind of move around and sparkles. And then when I look at something, there's like a negative afterglow of the. So if I look at like a horizon, there will be like a glow around it. That's like the same shape. You can look up pictures online of what this looks like if you search HPPD.
Right.
And it's pretty accurate. I don't have it like it. Yeah, it's kind of intense, but it's not like it doesn't super interfere with my life.
Right.
And because I also have that the narcolepsy, I get really bad hallucinations. Like for the first minute that I'm waking up, so right when I wake up, right when I open my eyes, I look at the ceiling, and it's like, and all crazy and shit. And
it
goes away.
Did you get diagnosed with narcolepsy before or after this? You got this other thing.
After. Because I did.
Do you
I did.
Think maybe it may have.
I did the psychedelics. Like, been, it was like 3 years ago.
Oh, okay. Do you think that the narcolepsy could have been a result of that?
No, no, because this has always been a thing for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
But the hallucination stuff, like the HPPD, a lot of people that like have used psychedelics recreationally frequently have it. And there's no cure or anything for it. So it does suck.
HPPV?
HPPD.
Mm-hmm. HPPD.
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot like visual snow and...
It's
not the most fun, but it is what it is. Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, huh?
Unless someone offers you them for free, because they're very expensive.
Except not that part
persisting
either.
Persisting perception disorder. Wow. Well, I mean, here's a question I have, and this could be perceived as potentially insensitive, but when you said something about the horizon. If you are watching a sunset now, would you say the sun, like, does it look like, what does a sunset look like for you? Does it look cool?
No, I mean, it's not like I look at it and it's like I'm tripping balls. It's like I look at it and the line of the horizon and the sun will be doubled in the sense of like there's a negative, like, replication of it, like off center from it.
Oh, so it's kind of like double vision, except just like in like as an eye floater.
Yeah, and then eye floaters are like way heavier than before. And then if I see an after image if I shut my eyes of things that will like stay. So like a lot of stuff I'll look at and then look away, and I'll still see like the light from it for like a couple seconds before it fades away.
Dude, I did not know what eye floaters were when I was a kid, and I thought I was haunted by aliens.
Shit sucks. I think psychedelics are really cool, and I think that they should be recreationally legalized. But I do think that if you're gonna do psychedelics, do a lot of research. Don't do them if you are in a bad mental state, and get them like source them from a responsible source, and don't overdo it.
Yeah, I have never, the only times that I have ever seen or interacted with people doing like psychedelics and stuff like that, it always comes in like a more sketchy way than like any other drug that I've seen. Like,
yeah,
it always comes in like the last time I saw, so they were, some of my old roommates were at some point in my life, at some point, They had like the tab things of, I don't know what that is, the LSD maybe, but it was like wrapped up in fucking like tinfoil or something like that. And when something's like wrapped up like that in tinfoil, it's like, what is in there? Like that's
it's because you don't want to touch it, because if you touch it, you can absorb it through your fingers.
Oh.
It's a little piece of paper that has a drop of LSD. Like,
just a single drop.
It.
That's all it needs. That's all you need. Wow.
Yep.
That's insane. And they make this shit in labs?
Yeah. And it's like, I think that it's a really interesting thing, but I don't think people should do it if they have not done the research on how to do it safely.
Right.
And also what effects it can have on you while and after.
Yeah, anything that really fucks with chemicals in the brain, I think there's a lot of ways for it to go south pretty quickly.
I wish I hadn't done it so much. This was all like 3 years ago, and I wish that I had not frequented LSD. But I will say the therapeutic effects of it on my anxiety and OCD and stuff was really good. And I think it should be legalized for like therapy, and I think there's like a lot of promising research on a lot of drugs like that with therapeutic stuff.
Yeah, do you I've think kind of that, seen the same argument for a lot
do
of
Do you think like a hallucinogen would sort of enhance the waffle stomping experience?
Oh, oh yeah, because when I stomp on it, you know, and I look down at the shit, I would see a lot of like fractals within the shit that would be expanding, and the shit wouldn't just be brown. It would be a whole spectrum of colors that I've never even seen before. And that's pretty cool. And also I would start thinking about it like I'm stomping waste that my body created from this ecosystem
shit. It's all a cycle.
Exactly. Oh, it is a cycle, yeah.
Wow.
Because that shit's gonna go down the drain, and then it's going to be in the sewers, and then that stuff gets filtered out to be drinking water eventually.
Right.
And then I drink that water, so it's a cycle. Everything's a cycle.
Wow. That's incredible.
Just like well, how we somehow
either
keep,
way,
keep t- coming back to.
Either way, Charlie, to answer your question, I'd probably never have to breathe air.
Why? Why yeah. wouldn't you just not want to sleep? You get a third of your life back.
You get so much shit done if you didn't have to
if
sleep.
You never had to breathe air, though. I guess you could, like, dive in a pool for a long time.
I don't know. I really like awesome. Sleep. And not having to breathe air, it's like I could be like a really cool spec op soldier. Just kidding. I don't know. I mean, that's a good point, Schlatt.
I could commit war crimes better.
Yeah, I could go underwater and shoot people. They could
you
never
could
I could I could go smack yep. someone in the face and dive underwater, and they'd never find me because I live underwater.
I would be able
to
carry out
and
the will
underwater
of
in the
my
bath.
Imperialist leaders more effectively.
I would never have to eat.
For the Knights of the Conservatarios?
Eating's so good, though. Eating like,
no,
see
that's
just...
the thing. I would still eat, right? My thing is that if I don't eat for, like, an hour... I get pissed off and I suck. If I don't eat for 2 hours, I start to like, basically, I start to like.
Wait, you wouldn't eat?
I would choose to never have to eat because for me,
you're not you when you're hungry.
I'm not me when I'm hungry. Exactly, but the problem is I'm hungry so often that Matt, mm-hmm. I don't know when I'm yeah. me.
Oh shit!
So
well, that's
no,
I'm
serious. It's a thing where like, I don't know what the fuck it is. I could straight up like, I could eat goddamn 4,000 calories in the morning. An hour later, I will be hungry and three hours.
I have the exact opposite.
3 hours
I'll go
later,
days where
I
have
like feel like I'm passing out. Like it's bad. That's like my thing.
Yeah, I can go whole days where I only consume like 200 calories and I just don't get hungry.
No, I will be unable to do anything. It sucks.
I had an issue with that the other day actually. Where have you ever had a thing happen to you, Charlie? Where if you don't eat and then you do some sort of intense physical activity, then you like feel like you're gonna pass out.
I no,
yeah,
so it, that
like,
happens to me
white.
Very intensely. Like, and it happens to me without physical activity after enough time. Like when I was again, I was on a swim team. It was pretty competitive, and I hadn't eaten breakfast. And I learned that I needed to do that because I like basically fainted in the pool and like needed to go
oh
eat
God.
A granola bar. And after that, I was totally fine. But like,
yeah,
it's really weird. Like, you know, it's
your
like
body's a machine, man.
I guess
you get out what you put in.
I guess
this happened to me very, very recently, as in like literally this last weekend, because I was helping out Jacob with a video. Should I say what it was about, you think, or should I just save it until it's like a surprise?
Keep
for
it vague.
Save
game?
It vague. Save it.
Yeah. Keep it vague. Yeah.
So
yeah, yeah.
We had to do
Dude,
a
Jacob's
lot of physical activity, really intense physical activity. As a big man, when you get put into like a physical challenge like that, I'm just the kind of person that just like fucking for some reason, even though I don't work out, I'll go hard in that situation and then I'll just get myself way too tired.
Nice.
So I ended up in a situation where I was like it's completely exhausted and I felt like I was simultaneously going to pass out and throw up, and it was miserable.
Yeah,
oh
man. If
yeah,
you don't
eat you
in the morning, mm-hmm. yeah, like if I frequently I wake up and the first thing I have is coffee, which kills my appetite, and then I don't eat until like lunch, and then I just feel like shit.
Yeah.
I feel hollow and angry.
I feel like I'm getting stomped down a drain.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing. It's like instead of smoothly sliding down, I'm getting stomped through a waffle-shaped grate.
Oh, wow. So,
yeah.
I guess I would say, because I feel like eating is my biggest barrier. Like, I'll sit down to do something and just immediately get hungry 5 minutes later and know that I have to eat then, because if I don't, I will be unable to work and I'll just get angry and then I will, like, eventually just...
Right.
What if you just didn't get angry?
I've tried.
Yeah.
And you know what?
That's a good point.
I get angry.
Hmm.
Well, just
wow.
maybe
that's
don't
why.
Do
that's
that.
Why I'll come
Charlie.
On the Chuckle Sandwich podcast in like 3 minutes before we record. I'm like, guys, let me grab a snack real quick because I feel
now,
like coming on.
That.
I feel myself greening.
When you started thinking like the fucking Hulk, when you were talking about that your hunger thing, I was thinking back to like all the times that before we record the podcast, yeah. you're yeah. like, me need eat, me need food, yum 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 yeah. yum 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 yum. I mean, it's maybe even I'm sure you know it would be totally rude if you were to eat on the podcast, and we know that you're not known for doing.
Oh no, that would be I mean, that would be.
I wouldn't be surprised if you people were like to that. Be eating on.
That'd
the podcast.
Be disrespectful.
It would be disrespectful. Yeah. I think
to me as a guest,
that would be really disrespectful.
The only exception that could even be made is, you know, if you were trying to maybe spread some message of healthier eating, you know, trying something new.
No, no.
But even then.
What would that even be? Healthy? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm eating this burger on this podcast, and you'll hear me chew.
You want
to
hear...
It's to promote healthy eating.
You want to hear one of the best non-healthy eating places that I could recommend?
Sure.
Schlatt?
We can't say no now.
Oh.
Take it away,
Is
Schlatt.
Is it Schlatt Burger?
Schlatt, no, Schlatt knows the place.
So, recently, me and Ted went to a very very nice restaurant in Los Angeles called Bo's.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about that.
Oh, my God.
Called what?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Fat Sal's, boy.
Oh, dude, Fat Sal's.
Oh.
That's my, like, late night.
You sound so disappointed.
It wasn't even good. It wasn't good.
Do you want to talk about the other thing?
No, I don't want to... talk about I feel dumb.
Well, so Schlatt, why did you not like Fat Sal's, man? I don't know what the hell Fat Sal's is.
I just didn't I thought it was okay.
Gonna look at
I mean, the sandwich we had was generally okay. There's other sandwiches there that are I feel like are a lot better. But what
Schlatt, I just get the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, what Schlatt and I got was the fat hot chick.
Bruh.
We pog, ate the fat bro. Hot chick.
Roseanne.
Which is like it's which is like it's like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, except that it's like Fat Sal'd.
Oh what my fat Sal's god, is these like, are insane! I'm looking at the menu.
Oh, yeah, dude, no.
You can put like chicken tenders, French fries.
They put mozzarella sticks in like half the sandwiches.
So
it's so good.
The one that you're talking about right now, I don't know if it's on. Oh yeah, it is. Nashville hot chicken mac and cheese bites, jalapeno coleslaw, pickles, flaming hot Cheetos, and fat sauce. Christ.
They pile it on there, yeah. Dude, that's why I just get the Philly cheese.
That is comically bad for you.
I will say that you know how they say everything's based on a 2,000 calorie diet. One of those sandwiches is the 2,000 calorie diet.
Oh yeah,
that's all.
That's very American. Like it's like if I had someone foreign coming to stay with me and I was like, let me show you America, I'd order Fat Sal's. I'd be like, you're going to have mozzarella sticks.
I've ordered Fat Sal's more times.
I would need to pray
sand.
After I ate one of these.
You don't feel good after Fat Sal's.
No, I can't imagine you would.
You don't feel good. I didn't. Well, honestly, we had just finished. Sutton and I had just finished a video recording. And given how infrequently I record videos, I think maybe I was living off that high of having completed something.
I get that.
But,
I get that. Reward yourself, bro.
Schlatt, you finished your whole sandwich. You finished it before me. You, like,
I did.
Slammed
I did
thing.
Eat the whole sandwich. But I was very sad whilst eating it.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's also terrible for you, but you know what? You didn't stop. You didn't
My body was crying, and I ignored its calls.
It was pretty spicy. It had a good kick to it.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Hey, Matt, you know the Vatican sent a lot of children to go fight for them, and they were all sold into slavery?
Ah, the Crusades.
Yes. Yeah, the Children's Crusade. Did you know about that?
What made you think of the Crusades?
It's just been on my mind recently. They had a Children's Crusade.
Well, Fat Sal's is very... They want to educate people on the Children's Crusade.
Yeah, I got a pamphlet
about it. With every sandwich, they put a
pamphlet
in the order.
Yeah, I got a pamphlet. Yeah. That's crazy. Why would they...
Yeah, no, that was
It's just
insane.
Been on my mind for a while. I kept the pamphlet after the meal.
Back then, the priests would torture people in, like, a dungeon.
Yeah, I hear priests still do that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. It's a
they haven't really fixed those guys.
No, they haven't really done too much fix those problems.
I think it would be really cool if we brought back Machiavelli.
Who?
I think it would be really cool if we brought back Machiavelli.
I know that name, but I don't remember who that is.
He did like
you
the,
ever know? You ever seen someone do
wait,
something
the
really
musician?
Shitty to someone, like really mean, like torture and shit like that?
Scafism.
I've seen some torture IRL.
And they say, oh, that's quite Machiavellian, you know? Niccolo Machiavelli. He was an Italian diplomat, philosopher, politician,
yeah,
historian,
we were,
and writer,
we were,
lived
we
during
tight.
The Renaissance.
We were tight.
Oh, I know my
oh,
Italian diplomats.
Oh, wait, yeah, that was in the pamphlet, too. That was Fat Sal told me about that.
Yeah, Fat Sal.
They have the Machiavellian sandwich.
Fat Sal's. We
Fat
do
Sal's.
It Machiavellian style.
They issued a lot of warnings.
Yeah, honestly,
shop.
If you were looking at Postmates Schlatt, you totally missed out on the Machiavelli sauce that they have.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. It's,
oh,
it's
yeah,
got a,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's got a good kick to it. And it
I
also
did
has.
See, I did actually see.
The kick is the arsenic.
There was a sandwich under one of the meat sections that was called like Protestants are going to hell or something it's, like that.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Like eternal
yeah.
damnation for all Calvinists.
yeah.
Yeah, I did kind of wonder what that was all about. But, you know, yeah. at the end of the day, I was like, I'm hungry. Maybe I'm just seeing things.
Right.
Maybe
I
I've
do
got
like Martin Luther's
maybe
roast
I've got
beef.
HPD, whatever the fuck. And I'm seeing
HPV?
Some visual snow, you know?
Yeah. You know, and when I look at a Fat Sal sandwich and I yeah. see the negative after image and the TV static and the floaters, it just makes it all the more appealing to me.
Yeah. Have you ever seen God?
Yeah.
You have?
I've talked to him many times.
Did he say anything to you?
did he say what his favorite Fat Sal sandwich was?
God, sometimes the cadence of the way that you say things, Schlatt, is just so funny. Did he say anything to you?
Dude, why are you making fun of my friend Schlatt like that?
Yeah, come on, Ted. What the hell is wrong with you?
No, you can't just switch up on me like that. You were totally
hold on.
With it.
Matt changed my mind. You've been treating me unfairly, and you continue to this very
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
And now I'm
Dude,
crying.
When you were at my house this weekend, Ted, all you could I couldn't keep your mouth shut about Schlatt. You just kept saying, this guy's an asshole. This guy shits in the shower. He's a piece of shit. And he, you know, if he was shit
in
my shower, I'd stomp him down the drain.
He doesn't even have he doesn't even have the gall to stomp it down.
The courtesy.
Or the suave.
You know, yeah. You got to have the courtesy, yeah. like, in a public shower to at least do that. It's all right, man. Listen, man. He's projecting, okay? It's because he wishes he could shit in the shower like you do, and he wishes he was,
I
want to
shit in the shower as good as I can.
No, man, we know.
Matt, what's your sign? Yeah, what's your sign?
Aquarius.
Wow. I could tell.
Dude, fuck off, man.
Dude. What the fuck, dude?
Have you been doing a podcast with an Aquarius, dude?
Charlie,
Nobody
what the fuck?
Nobody told me that this
Shut
was an Aquarius
the fuck
podcast.
Up, man. What is that, Wait. A water oh. sign? Is
yeah.
that a water sign? Why don't you splish splash out
Let's
of here?
My dad used to call me Aquarius, so.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's such a Capricorn thing to do.
He's a Sagittarius, so.
Ooh, yo. Oh,
he
you
would
know.
Be.
Oh,
he
I
would
get
be.
It. I get mm-hmm. it now.
You want to hear your horoscope.com?
Did you know we have 99% intimacy compatibility, Matt?
Well, Matt,
yeah,
can I read you
up.
Your horoscope for today?
Please.
Okay, May 24th, 2021. Today you might face a task that seems as workable as emptying the ocean with a teacup. But with help from others, you will not only be able to handle it, but also produce exceptional results. This seems like it's all in regards to the waffle snob, to
yeah,
be honest with you.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Remarkably apt.
Physically, yeah. you're likely to feel full of strength and stamina, ready to move mountains.
Yeah.
Mounts shit. Don't be sheep. Don't. This
ready,
is the last sentence. I kid you not. This is the last sentence. Don't be too surprised if you actually manage to budge a few.
Wow.
Budge a few shits.
That's crazy. Shit. That's crazy because I looked at the horoscope for Virgo, which is my sign, and it said your next shower will be interrupted by a large, mildly poisonous insect.
What?
Fucking weird.
I don't know what insect
are you thinking of when you say mildly poisonous
know.
Insect?
I don't make these fucking things.
There's spiders that are mildly
like
poisonous.
I didn't make
on,
this.
I want to be on this site you're on right this. Now. This sounds like a great site.
Are you slightly allergic to bees or something?
No,
like what mildly poisonous insect is
bees are mildly poisonous.
I don't understand why it said that.
That is too specific to be an actual horoscope site. Send me what site this is. I want
to
see mine.
Schlatt, on horoscope.com, you've got a 3-star sex rating, but a 2-star hustle rating.
Oh, wow.
Ooh. Oh,
wow. Hey, that's why you don't have more subscribers, dumbass.
Your vibe is a 3-star, and your success is a 2-star.
What is the highest trait of mine? Is it lover?
Being gay.
Nice.
I'm sorry, dude. That was too far. I'm sorry.
Come on, man.
Yo, dude. Aquarians need a lot of variety in their sex lives. And Aquarians? Since they're ruled by Uranus, the planet governing experimentation, they aren't bashful or frightened about trying tantalizing new methods of lovemaking.
Yeah. How tantalizing is your lovemaking?
Are Aquarius good in bed?
You should see my cat's face.
He didn't like that?
What face is he making?
Oh, it's so dumb looking.
Oh.
I'm trying to adopt a kitten right now, and I go all on how stupid their face looks.
Matt, your vibe rating, I guess these are daily star ratings, but your vibe is 4 out of 5 stars today.
Yo!
Oh, you didn't have to tell me that, dude. I already knew that. You guys should have picked that up, too.
Your vibes are like, damn, they're high right now.
Hey.
Yeah. No, the vibes are here right now.
Give that back.
Charlie, do we have any other topics that we can hit, though?
Give that back.
And what you read?
No, dude, I'm a freaking Leo, man. Where the heck do I know?
Ooh.
Give that back.
I'm a freaking Leo.
Schlatt.
That's my webcams. Stop.
Schlatt.
What the fuck is happening?
Stop. That's my webcams.
I think his cat is attacking his webkins, but
we sort of made a
decision amongst ourselves, Charlie and I, that whenever Schlatt starts just going off on his own thing, chatting with the fucking
cat,
we're just gonna sort of ignore it and just allow it to happen.
Can we mute him in Discord?
Yeah, you can just turn him down. You can just turn him down. Just take him all the way down there.
Our waffles.
No.
They're not grilled pancakes.
That's the buzzword we want to avoid.
You had that in
They're
the,
not
you
grilled
had that
pancakes.
In the list, Charlie.
I did. I already talked about it, which of course you wouldn't remember because what were
I didn't
we
answer
about
it though.
Instead?
I didn't answer
They're not
it.
Grilled pancakes. Myself.
You talked about it what with yourself? You fucking asshole.
Pancakes are already grilled.
What?
Can you ask me the question, Charlie?
Are waffles just grilled pancakes?
Yes.
No.
What?
Discuss.
No.
Discuss.
What the hell? What the hell is that? I kept reading in my horoscope and it said, think twice.
Dude.
Your bones are slowly Break turning to dust.
Oh, that sucks, dude.
Break it down.
We're already past that.
Won't be long now.
A new topic. Right now, dude.
Said, won't be long now. A windfall of lunch meat
just
awaits.
Grilled pancakes?
Yeah, they are. It's the same shit.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's the same shit, just a different day.
It's the same batter you use, right?
Exactly.
Is pancake batter the same?
Pussy.
Some Aunt Jemima.
Bussy.
Batter.
Dude,
it's all the same.
Fuck off with Aunt Jemima. Pancake syrup is goddamn bullshit.
Dude, are you being racist right now?
I'm not being racist.
What would Aunt Jemima think?
That sounded pretty racist to me.
Aunt Jemima did get removed, though, because of the historical...
Aunt Jemima got canceled, dude.
I love that trend. I love the trend.
Go out and buy some real maple syrup. Grade A, baby. Dark.
I don't think the character Aunt Jemima got canceled.
Yeah, no, she's... Did you hear what she said about Israel?
Oh, no. Yeah,
I heard that's what happened to the Land O'Lakes guy, too.
Woo! Guy.
Oh, no.
Person.
Yeah.
What did Aunt Jemima say? Does Aunt Jemima believe waffles are grilled pancakes? And wait
no,
a second.
It was about the palate.
Charlie, this question doesn't even make any sense.
What do you
because
mean?
I think it's stupid.
You put both waffles and pancakes on. You grill them both. Really.
That's what I said. Pancakes are already grilled. They're like you put okay.
You grill
nobody double dips in a grill just to make a waffle. Like you put the they both come in as wet batter.
It's like of a grill situation with the waffle. The pancake is more of a I guess it's more of a fry, right? Is it more?
You
of
have
like
to
a,
press
no, it's
the
not a
waffles.
Fry at all.
You have to press the waffles. The pressing is what gives them their shape. Without that, it's just a pancake.
You stomp
the
batter.
The pancake gets poured. The pancake gets poured onto the griddle.
Damn, I just ordered McDonald's, but now I want to cancel it and order some waffles because waffles sound fucking
order
delicious.
Order Roscoe's.
Waffles do sound really good right
dude,
now.
Roscoe's chicken and waffles is fucking delicious. And Schlatt, I was looking up our sexual compatibility between Virgo and Aquarius.
Yeah.
And it says there is in no way an easy sexual relationship. And unless some strong support is provided by their natal charts, Virgo and Aquarius will rarely be attracted to each other.
Maybe if your hustle rating was a little bit higher today, Schlatt.
Yeah, my hustle rating. I'm not hustling tonight.
Maybe if you were doing a little
I didn't
bit
watch
more
enough
hustling.
Gary V videos. What you need to do is make a peanut farm in Idaho.
Hey, dude, the Jimmy Carter strategy.
Whenever I think of success, I think of what would I feel like if I shot my dad in the fucking face? And I'm just up and moving after that.
Let me tell you what's going to be big in 5 years. Baseball cards.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to buy the Jets.
Aunt Jemima had it coming.
I'm going to buy the Jets. I'm Gary V. He told me.
Who's
that
Gary
he's
v?
Gonna buy the Jets.
I don't know who Gary V is, man.
You don't know who Gary V is? He's a motivational.
Gary V is?
Did you say
successful
Aunt Jemima had it coming?
Aunt Jemima. What?
I just registered that.
What are you talking about, dude?
Aunt Jemima had it coming.
Absolute. That is not a Leo thing to say.
Hey, real talk though, y'all. You gotta take one to the sack. Miss Buttersworth or Aunt Jemima?
Who the goddamn shit is Miss Buttersworth?
Well, when I was a kid,
who's Miss Buttersworth?
Miss Buttersworth is that's the one that's shaped like a shapely woman.
She's a little thotty.
They're both hags, dude. Don't use this shit. Don't use this shit. Go out, buy some real maple syrup.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. We get
this
it.
This is pancake
we get it, Mr.
syrup.
Vermont.
It's gross. It's gonna clog your arteries. You're just gonna be a big. You're
are you from Vermont?
Listen, I'm in Vermont.
Sounds like you're from Vermont. Right
He's
now.
The biggest Vermont YouTuber. Actually,
he's the fucking That's Vermont.
True. It's true.
Really?
Shill.
Yeah, which is not like a huge accomplishment, I think, in the grand scheme of all the cows we have here. But
I will say this: fuck Aunt Jemima, fuck
Thank
Aunt Jemima.
You.
Her
Thank
syrup,
you.
Her syrup was never anything special. It was never anything to write home about. What you need to do is you need to buy natural maple syrup.
Oh yeah.
Well, in that's really the conversation that happens.
Aunt Jemima wasn't even maple syrup to begin with.
The more viscous
it's like corn
it gets,
syrup,
the worse it is. And Aunt Jemima is fucking viscous.
It's like a filler. It's like a filler.
Yeah,
for,
it's bullshit.
It's like
it's
I want syrup on my pancake, but all I have is Aunt Jemima, and that's all I know. So I'm gonna put some Aunt Jemima on here and just pretend while it sifts around, gloops up in my mouth that it's real maple
syrup. It's like
syrup.
A dystopian gloop. Like if you watched like 1984, if they
Aunt
were like,
Jemima
all right, here's your sauce.
Dystopian.
They would serve 100%. You Aunt Jemima in 1984. I completely
100% big brother
agree.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yep.
So
I want waffles now.
Yeah, that is the because when you originally asked the question of Mrs. Buttersworth versus Aunt Jemima, that's not the general those two aren't at odds with each other, really.
They're both
sort of
relics.
The
they're
category.
Both relics of the past.
One of them won.
Left.
Buttersworth is still around. Jemima is gone now.
Yeah.
Jemima packed her bags and got the fuck out of here.
But I agree with Schlatt that, you know, there's two types of people. You've got the people who do the viscous sauce. It's basically a sauce.
Yeah. It is.
And then you've got the fucking straight out of
the
asshole
thinner,
of
the
tree. The
thinner it is, the better. It just tastes so delicious when you suck that
you
shit
like it
right out of the bark.
I agree with you, Schlatt.
You get some of
I'd
the
rather
fucking pulp in there, that nice woody thick, thick
wood
juicy wood chip sawdust
juicy
flavoring.
Juicy, yummy. Ooh, yeah, squeeze that right.
Some of that bridge of the
it.
Nose, yum, yum.
You ever seen a pine tree in the woods and like you accidentally like you put your hand on a tree at some point and then you get all that shit on your hand? That's the syrup I'm talking about. I just take the sap. I just put sap on my pancakes, to be
when
honest.
When you're carrying
with you.
The Christmas tree in with your father,
you get a little on your shoulder
or on your shirt. Yeah. I mean, it's like,
fuck,
oh man,
yeah,
what's
dude.
All this sticky shit
Straight
all over
from
my
the
hands?
Source. Oh, what's
yeah.
the
And you can't.
Ant
soap and water
still,
doesn't get that
still
off.
Struggling in there, man. An ant is still right in.
Yes, exactly, man.
Dude,
I'm gonna say something controversial. I like both of them. I like Aunt Jemima shit, like that type of syrup, and I like au natural syrup. You know, it's like I like the thin, watery, super sweet maple shit. Yeah. And then when I did a show
it's only
in
thin and watery to you because you have this.
No, I did a show in Vancouver, and when I was in Canada, I was like, I'm gonna buy, and I bought a big ass thing of maple syrup, and it's delicious. I still use it, but I also if
How
I'm
big
offered
Aunt Jemima. How long ago were you in Vancouver?
Oh, fuck. 2019.
You have a thing of maple syrup that has lasted you more than 2 years?
It doesn't go bad, dude.
I feel that. And you've just
you've just been carrying it around? Like how it sounds like you have a tub. I mean, I guess it depends on how much you're actually
No,
using
it's
maple
it's
syrup.
Actually it's like a little glass maple leaf shaped bottle. But if I have Aunt Jemima too. Yeah, if I have Aunt Jemima, I'm gonna slurp that shit up. I'll squirt some of that straight in my mouth. I'll pop the cap. And
yeah, look, I mean, it's not bad. It doesn't taste bad. It's just really sugary. It's really sugary. I can eat it.
It's just corn syrup.
I just prefer
like
the all-natural.
Artificial flavoring.
I wonder prefer the what it would be like to have a syrup that has the viscousness of the Aunt Jemima, but with the flavor quality of the natural maple syrup.
You want to make
that's
syrup
a million-dollar idea.
You
want to
make maple
perfect
syrup thicker? Mm. Is that what you're saying?
Daddy's little girl knows all about that.
Maple syrup thicker. Yeah.
Hey, Daddy's little girl knows about thick, viscous sauces, okay? I'll tell you this. If maple syrup was thicker, like authentic maple syrup, if that had a more Aunt Jemima or Miss Buttersworth quality, that's a million-dollar idea. That's some shit that I'll legitimately just suck out of the bottle without even waffles or pancakes.
I'm going to put it into a baby's bottle and suck on that shit, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. Straight from the nipple.
Yeah. Kind of like the... Yeah, and we're back at the baby
fetish. Straight from the teat of Miss Buttersworth.
I wouldn't call it a baby fetish. I'd call it more like a role play as a baby that's also sexual. I don't know, dude. Baby fetish just sounds like by itself just sounds like, you know.
Sounds like a baby fetish is what it sounds like.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds
like. Sounds like a fucking baby fetish.
Dude,
I'm going to go tap a pine tree with my mouth, bro. I'm just gonna raw dog it. I'm going straight in,
dude. It's like milking a cow, but it's a tree.
There's gotta be something on here like an udder. I'm gonna find a nice knot in the tree.
Yeah, the knots. Yeah.
I know it's got a sap pocket in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Come
what
out.
Is syrup?
Give me your cargo. Syrup is. We both
spent
started
a lot
the sentence.
Of time talking about syrup.
I grew up more saying so syrup. I'm from South possible. Carolina. South Carolina, they say syrup. But now, you know, I
syrup.
Say syrup.
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 I'm from... Schlatt, what do you say?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Yeah, I say syrup.
Syrup. Syrup.
Maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a certain
recently, dialect. I've realized recently that apparently my sister brought this up when my family was visiting me in L.A., and I saw a YouTube comment about it. Apparently, I say experience in a very strange way.
Really?
And I think it's because
say it like
I say...
Say it normally.
This was a really good experience.
Experience.
I think
sometimes
anything weird.
You know what it must be. I think in my last video, I accidentally said experience or something like weird shit. But I don't know. Is there anything like that you guys have been like called out for? Any weird things you say?
Oh,
Matt,
I see
do you
it in
fuck
the comments.
Up your speech.
Oh my god. I see people say it all the fucking time that I say museum. I say museum instead of museum.
Ooh, that's embarrassing.
And in the comments, people are like, museum? What the fuck is wrong with you, you fucking asshole?
Dude, I can't even understand what you're saying, dude. The whole sentence is ruined.
They don't understand. And I think that, honestly, I mean, I get I'm saying it wrong, but like, I don't know, dude. In South Carolina, the dialect, I would say museum. Other people would say museum. Just like you wouldn't say crayon, you say crown.
It's like you're throwing up a
what?
Big
drawing
like
crayon.
Whoa, back up, buddy.
How the fuck did you just pronounce crayon?
Crown? I say crayon. As an adult, I say crayon. But like growing up, I said crown.
Crown?
You said crown?
Where do you even get crown from, actually?
It's barely spelled.
I can
How did you pronounce the word crown then?
I can get crayon.
Crown.
I could get like crayon, but I don't know about crown.
I'm John with my crowns.
All right.
That's not
and then also another big one is, it just escaped
What's
my
another
head,
one?
So.
Yeah, crayons is a big one. Pajamas.
I can see that. I say
pajama. I say actually, I kind of go between the two.
I do pajamas.
I do pajamas.
Pajamas, yeah.
What about What do you call a traffic circle? The little circle.
A
rotary.
What?
Rotary?
I call it a traffic
circle. You call
circle.
That shit a rotary?
What are you from fucking Europe, dude?
Jesus Christ, bro. That's some upstate bullshit, Ted.
A rotary's a fucking old-ass telephone, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Ted, no one says that. No one says that. No, this is called a roundabout. This is called a roundabout. This is what we call these things.
I understand what all the other stuff are, and I use them, but where I'm from, in Massachusetts,
yeah,
Massachusetts is the only state where we call it that, a rotary.
You know
I'm looking at the map right now. You're
like,
right.
In my hometown.
You know what we call Massachusetts drivers on the road? We call them massholes, Ted.
Massholes. Well,
you're saying
true.
That like it's like some sort of like wonderfully new piece of information.
They embrace
that,
though. That's the thing. People from Massachusetts totally embrace that. Like, I'll totally admit to being an angry, shitty driver being from New York.
Yeah.
Like, this is just something I embrace. I'm an asshole. I'm not, I've never tried to convince anyone that I'm not a terrible, awful asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least you don't call them rotaries, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean,
at least they don't do that.
I'm looking at a list of words people say differently from different parts of the country. And you guys are from the north. I'm from the south.
Hmm.
You know, I was below the Mason-Dixon line, okay?
Right. Yeah, you were.
You guys are fucking carpetbaggers. How do you say...
Call people from the East Coast carpetbaggers?
No, you're from the North.
You dredged up some third
I'm
grade
from the East
history
Coast.
Class term that I did
no,
not.
No, literally, when I hear, I don't know what carpetbagger even means. I just know
it
that
sounds
in
like
South
you
Carolina.
Bag carpets.
No, it was,
it
I swear
like.
To God, I like heard this in school.
Yeah, in school, that's
some,
right.
Some like old
it was a term for something, yeah.
Oh, a political
dude, they don't,
candidate
they don't
who
teach...
seeks election in an area where they have no local connections.
Mm.
Huh.
Yeah, they didn't, so... Like Civil War history taught in South Carolina, like they kind of really gloss over the whole slavery thing.
Really?
It's the War of Northern Aggression.
Yes, and I remember in the fucking textbook and my teacher talking about it, they literally had a part where it's like masters would sometimes have feasts with their slaves and sing songs.
I don't know. This is
Doesn't that sound nice? Jesus Christ. Yeah, no,
that's
this has always
up.
Been. In,
what, that they were having a good time?
I went to school in Virginia, and they did
no
their,
no the revisionist history aspect of it.
Yeah, no, they
no it's
no he
yeah,
knew
it's
he knew they oh. focused on the states' rights bit. It was like the thing that always was always caught it. I wasn't as far south though. I can't even imagine.
I got more questions.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, lay them on me.
I
man.
Got more questions, man.
Oh shit, my Postmates is about to
What is your here. General term for the rubber-soled shoes worn in gym class for athletic activities, etc.?
Sneakers?
See, okay, these things change because I went from East Coast to West Coast. Now I would say sneakers, but growing up I would say tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes, wow.
Tennis shoes.
So
tennis
shoes.
Wow.
Tennis
shoes.
Wow. Tennis shoes. That tennis. Is a mouthful.
Even
I prefer
when you didn't
the sneakers.
Use them for tennis, really?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean just
Did
that
you ever
kind
play
of
tennis?
Shoe. I did. I took lessons from my neighbor growing up. Yeah.
Fine.
But I remember pissed. I wanted him to be impressed and think that I was very masculine. And I said oopsie daisy once when I missed the ball. And I remember I was like, just like, fuck you, you fucking idiot.
It's over, dude.
Yeah, that changed my life after that moment.
Oopsie daisy gave you away
like,
as not being a man.
Yeah, man. No, men don't say that shit.
No, they don't.
So you call them sneakers, right?
I call them sneakers, yeah.
I say sneakers now, but I used to say tennis shoes.
What do they call them in the UK? They call them, like, kickers.
There's probably some stupid fucking thing
Sneaky
that is
Bilbo
just...
Baggins.
When you say it through your broken fucking crooked teeth, it just sounds all goofy.
Oh, my God.
All
right, here's an interesting one.
Foot bag.
Three different words, okay? The name Mary.
Mm-hmm.
When you are the word for, you know, when you are in high spirits.
Yeah.
Like Mary. Maybe Merry Christmas, right?
Okay. So Mary
and then when you Mary. and then when you tie the knot to someone. So when you marry them.
It's all the same. It's all
it's
the exact
all the same.
Word.
It's all the same, really.
Like have a Merry Christmas.
Mary?
So this is how
I
would
say Mary.
Mary had a Merry Christmas when she married John.
So Ted, you pronounce them all differently, is what you're saying.
I heard all the same.
I heard all the same as well.
No,
does the difference extend Mary had to a Merry ears Christmas. As well?
It sounds like Slash just got like a different ear than everyone.
No. Hold on. I'm gonna type them out. I'm gonna type them out, and we are going to pronounce them.
Let's go down the list. Okay. So let's start at you and end it.
I'll start. The woman's name is Mary.
That's when you like are overpronouncing it.
No.
The woman's name is
Mary. Okay. When I wish someone have a good Christmas, I say have a Merry Christmas. So it's different than Mary. It's more of like Mary.
The same matter.
I don't hear a difference.
Very different. Very different. And then when you tie the knot to someone, you marry them. So these are all three very different pronunciations for the words.
I did hear Mary, a little bit there.
Actually, hey, you know what?
Say it like this, Shot. Say it in a sentence like this.
Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry.
Okay, those were
So it
different.
Sounds like you say them a little bit differently, Schlatt.
I think I say them a little bit differently.
Yeah.
Let me raise you
I think
this.
You're on the same boat as me, because I would say Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to
Let
marry.
Let me raise you this. Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was
probably
to marry.
Want to shoot themselves
right now. Charlie, why would you say that, dude?
Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry.
Listen to this. I would say Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry. It's all
that checks out to me. Okay,
why does that sound weird?
I'm looking at the map.
Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry. How's that?
I'm looking at the map here. This is a very interesting one. Me and Ted are in the same fucking boat, but literally no one else is. The entire fucking continental United States says it completely the same.
Specifically,
New York, the tri-state area, and Massachusetts has complete different pronunciations for each word. Mary had a Merry Christmas the day she was to marry.
Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry.
Mary.
You marry someone. You have a Merry Christmas, and your name is Mary.
Mary had a Merry Christmas on the day she was to marry.
That's so boring.
And then her husband cheated on her, and they went on Mari. You guys like Mari?
I like Mari, yeah. It's a funny one. That's a funny one.
Schlatt, is there any other pronunciation stuff other than just the Mary shit?
There's some stuff.
I was going down the list and I found syrup was on there.
I went with the ones I thought would have the most clashes. You know, there's different ways.
Definitely had a pretty large crash there with the rotary thing. But if you look it up, Schlatt, it's literally just Massachusetts.
I'm on the map right now, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
Like in my hometown, I'll be going to the one traffic circle by the fucking prison.
Traffic circle, that's right.
There's a big sign that calls the rotary. So just be like, I'll be sitting.
The old roundabout.
I'll get a call from my mom and be like, are you almost home? And she'll be like, yeah, I'm going through the rotary right now.
Oh, here's one. That sounds like she's traveling through a telephone.
Now.
Or yeah, I'm by the rotary.
Matt.
Because there's one big fucking rotary.
I can't take you seriously saying that shit, man.
Yeah, it's honestly unbelievable.
You sound like a fucking
idiot.
You think you're
much better than us.
You sound like a fucking
moron. Honestly,
I kind of
do. It's
kind of
cool to have a different word than everyone else.
It's a little bit cringe.
Can you step down to our level for just one second?
Ted's posting cringe.
I really
right
want
now.
To meddle with the peasants of the traffic
Matt,
circles.
Oh, Matt, I've got to ask you. You're a baron. You're a baron. You've got all this land. You've got all this stuff under it to exploit. What is that stuff called?
Oil.
Okay.
Oil. Yeah, oil.
Oil.
Oh. Oil.
Ted.
Oil?
Yeah, no.
Wait.
That's fine.
Oil. Say it again. Oil.
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 Two syllables.
I think we're all on the same page.
We're on the same page there.
How do you say the country below I mean, not the country, the fucking state below Washington?
I don't know. Let me look at a freaking
what
map.
What state's below Washington? Oregon?
Oregon.
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 Oregon. I always said just Oregon.
So Matt says Oregon. He says it like it's the instrument.
As a child, I used to say Oregon, but I say Oregon now.
Oregon.
I'm already going crazy listening to you guys right now.
Trevor Modest Cube says egg. And no, milk.
Egg?
Milk.
Oh, and yeah, milk.
Oh, milk. Milk. I've definitely egg. Heard that one before.
An for egg. Sure. Egg. It's not egg. Egg.
Egg. Egg.
Fucking hate when people say egg.
Egg.
Can I have an egg? Scrambled eggs? No, bro. Milk? It's
I've
egg.
Never heard this before, man.
That shit's an egg. Before. Modest Cube, man. He's so fucking weird.
I'll tell you where
he stayed at my place 2 weekends ago, and we Trevor. Shared a bed. We he you? Slept in my bed with me, wow. man. And he just he kept he being just, weird
he
about just, it.
He was he kept saying eggs. Although he was saying eggs in
egg.
I know. I'm trying to fall asleep. And he
was
and he's
covered.
Just
and
egg.
He was covered in oil.
And it was yeah, which it's a brand new bed I just got, so okay. I was kind of pissed covered off that he got in the sheets covered in oil.
So I needed to reach over into the
milk
drawer.
Drawer.
Drawer. Wait, no.
You do not say drawer.
One syllable.
Drawer.
Drawer.
Drawer. Yeah, it's fine.
I opened
like
the drawer.
The weirdest, this is probably the weirdest section of the podcast I've ever done.
I'm really this enjoying like, it, though. I'm enjoying it a lot.
Yeah.
And it's, then my mom's
sister. It's definitely
sister.
Devolved into just a Discord call at this point.
Well, hang on. Hang on. Hang on, because I'm getting a little hungry. I'm getting a little... I was just going to put that
caramel.
On.
Oh,
I said caramel.
Oh,
caramel.
Here we go, baby. Caramel.
Caramel.
What the fuck?
Caramel? No,
caramel.
God, my head.
My chocolate is filled with caramel.
No one says caramel, dude. Go watch a fucking commercial for like some candy,
what
like some
freak,
mainstream Hershey shit. They're gonna say caramel.
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 That's
caramel.
Nothing.
It's caramel.
Caramel.
Watch any candy caramel. Commercial. There's still caramel.
Not even my dumbass aunt caramel. Would say caramel.
Oh, Schlatt,
my
right
aunt
there.
Wouldn't
I'm
either.
Giving my, I'm Schlatt. Going to the store to get my grandmother some caramels.
Wait, caramel? Wait.
Well,
you hear
okay,
what
yeah,
Schlatt just
well,
said?
You sound like a little grandma's boy.
You hear what Schlatt just said?
I just said aunt. My
aunt?
Aunt? My aunt?
Yeah, I say aunt.
I say aunt.
Yeah, I say... So, here, you want to hear something fucking weird?
Yeah.
On my dad's side of the family, we do... aunt, and then on the other side of the family, we do aunt.
That's crazy. Almost as crazy
That's fucked
as...
fucked up, dude.
Almost as crazy as pecans.
Pecan.
Pecans?
I don't
man,
say
the
word
in the fucking
enough.
South, we say pecan.
Bro, what the
I don't
fuck?
Say the word enough
what
to
what the
don't
hell
care.
Are you, what the hell are you peeking at? I did, like, come on, pecan.
Charlie, I think that you are really the odd one out in a lot of these.
Yeah, but it's different because I'm
I have right. Oh. I have one where I will 100% be the odd man out. Okay, say you're really thirsty. Say you're playing a sport with a buddy of yours. You don't have a drink. It's the worst experience ever. So you go to your buddy and you're like, "Hey, can I get a blank
waterfall?"
Waterfall. You'd call that a waterfall. So yes. when you take the
sip.
Drink. And squirt and it into your mouth, maybe hover it a little bit.
Yeah, that's a waterfall.
You call that a waterfall, all right.
Absolutely.
Ted, what do you call that?
What do I call that? Yeah. I think that I would say something along the lines of like, hey, can I waterfall that?
Yeah, I say waterfall too. If we're talking about like you take someone's drink and you like throw
yeah.
your head back and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you don't put
course.
Your lips on.
Yeah, right, you don't put your mouth on it.
I'm kind of scared.
What do you call it?
I learned that no one fucking calls it that, and it is
okay.
It is extremely, extremely just like where I'm from. We call this
yeah, idiot land.
We call this an air sip.
An air sip?
An air
Christ,
sip. Because
I'm
it's a
my
sip
recording.
In the air. Yeah, we can end the podcast.
I'm turning my camera
we can end the podcast.
I have,
right
I've
now
had food
if you
sitting
want.
Out on my front
an
step for like 20 minutes.
Really?
Anybody who
that's
calls it
disgusting.
Anybody who calls this an air sip, please leave a comment with
wait.
The exact coordinates in which you live. And I'm trying to prove a point here. If you call this an air sip, please let me know where you are from. Not just the state. But the town, maybe even the street name and your address.
The township.
Just feels like
that's
a mistake
wild.
You
last
made
one.
As a child, and then your parents.
We call
told
this.
You it was okay
we
to
call this
it.
An air sip.
What
air
about
sip,
when,
huh?
What about yeah. when you go to the store and get bags of food and
you go to the grocery store.
Grocery. I've always said grocery. Now I
yeah.
say grocery.
You put on the croc. Like, you put on the crocs and you
store?
Get some crocs, dude. It's easy.
I say grocery store.
I say grocery, yeah.
Grocery.
I'm going to get some groceries.
No, there's no SH sound for me. It's grocery.
Grocery?
Grocery?
Yeah.
I say grocery as, like, you know.
No, I definitely
as
say
a
grocery.
Intelligent grown man.
Unless you're getting
it's
something
like
yucky,
grocery.
It's a grocery. Grocery store.
Ew, grocery.
Hey, when you kill someone
sip, though.
And you need to dispose of the body and put
yeah,
it in the ground, what are you doing with that body?
Murder.
Burying it?
Oh, burying. You're burying it.
Yeah, you're burying it. Yeah.
Burying?
Schlatt, I say it like, the same as the
wait,
fruit.
Before we go away from the air sip thing, though,
yeah.
Schlatt, I feel like that's more potentially something that you just sort of decided with your little
No, man. Everybody
boys.
Around where I'm from says air sip. It's
really?
This very extremely
probably,
regional
sense,
thing.
They probably just feel bad.
And they're all just... Schlatt's just living a lie, and they're all just like,
oh,
guys,
God,
he's
dude.
Like, guys, before you, if you're ever in a situation where Schlatt's going to ask you for some water at some point, just call it an air sip.
I just Googled it, man, and there's only 20,000 results.
This is a prank
oh, that's
that
small.
Everyone around you has been
bro.
Playing on you for your entire life.
Dude,
maybe I'm
up,
maybe
man.
I'm crazy, but like this is what everybody I know calls it a fucking air sip, bro.
Wow.
You know what?
I don't know what to tell
my
you.
Hold on. My girlfriend's from upstate New York, so let me ask her. I'll say, have you ever heard of an air sip?
I feel like it could be a while before we get a response for that.
I was gonna say, you know, what if you ask for an air sip? Will she know?
Yeah, just next time you see her, ask for an air sip.
If she says air sip, I'm going to punch her in the fucking jaw. I'm going to clock her right in the face because that's unacceptable.
And it's bullshit.
She said no, question mark.
Yep, there
okay.
we go. It's just
yeah,
an elaborate prank, man.
That's fair. That's fair.
Everyone's been
I'm crazy.
I think we're sort of, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like we're sort of reaching the end of those. We did a long podcast here. I'm realizing it's been like an hour and 20 minutes.
Ooh, yeah.
But
hey, well, you know, daddy's little girl will stick around for as long as she needs to.
Okay, you
yeah,
can't do that
daddy's
to me,
little girl
now
is here.
Now it seems
daddy's
like I'm
little
to get
girl
rid of him or something.
Daddy's
well,
little girl
that's
will,
what it feels
is
like.
Prepared to stay for another 40 minutes.
Well, wow. Daddy's little girl is having a good time and Ted is going well,
Daddy
little,
is very very Ted, pleased that Daddy's
Ted,
little girl
you,
wh- is having
Ted,
a good time.
Why are you punishing Daddy's little girl?
I feel like
only daddy
like
gets to punish
daddy's
little
girl,
Ted.
And more
only daddy gets to punish her.
I feel like we're punishing Scott.
Ted, you're what, not the punisher here.
The miner that edits the podcast for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Scott.
Oh, I'm.
No, yeah. I mean punishing in terms of like it being so long, he's going to have to edit it for longer.
Well,
not,
like, we're
oh, I thought you meant the waffle
within the
stomping.
Same 30 seconds, you used punish in two different senses.
Yeah, I used it in a different sense than you guys yeah. were using it. Let me just make
well,
that
daddy's
clear.
Little girl, does she need to be punished?
Mm.
Oh, that's a question for Schlatt.
Schlatt?
I think, even though we're not too compatible on the star sign thing, I think daddy will make an exception.
Hey, guys, you head down into the comments section today and let us know if you think that daddy's little girl should be punished.
Hey, you know what they say, you know what they say.
What could they say?
It's not like an ass slapping sound, like spanking, like
no,
bad
just,
daddy's little girl.
No.
Well,
you know what they say.
Daddy's little girl, dab me up.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? It's
Either
daddy's
way,
little girl
good.
Up in
Matt
here.
Watson.
You ain't getting punished for that.
Matt Watson
of Super Mega, which I think we never specified.
Wait,
we just kinda...
Wait a second.
Huh?
Mega or Mega?
Mega.
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 I say
You're
Mega.
You're just manufacturing conflict. Matt,
no,
people
want to
find
mega.
You.
Super
if people want to find you, Matt, where can they find you?
Yeah, Matt, okay. We're getting you off this fucking podcast.
Sorry.
Dude.
Yeah, Daddy's little girl is going to be gone in just a second. I have a YouTube channel with my best friend Ryan, and we do a bunch of weird fucking videos, multiple ones a week, and a weekly podcast called Super Mega, and I'm also on like Twitter, and I make music, and I have my own channel that's small that I put stupid shit on.
You got any
Maddie
projects?
Watson.
Any projects in particular you wanna plug or anything you wanna shout out?
Dude, plug the NASCAR thing.
Oh yeah, I'm flying to Charlotte later this week because we our channel sponsored a NASCAR, so we're the first YouTubers to have our logo on a fucking NASCAR. And on
right.
the back of the NASCAR
yeah.
is Ryan pointing and laughing. I have my arms crossed, all smug, and it has a quote and it says, "Yep, You just got passed. Matt Watson and Ryan McGee, rich YouTubers.
Rich YouTubers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's good.
We talked about this for the entire time that we were talking about the pronunciations of different
words.
No, I'm
glad we talked
about
the pronunciations.
But I would like to talk a little bit more about the shit stomping with the waffle
stomping. Yeah, yeah, let's go back to waffle stomping for 30 minutes.
But I guess it'll have to wait until the next time.
Matt, we'll see you on the next episode of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. It was great to have you, man. Great to have
you.
You're such an awesome guy. And you're also handsome, but... I mean, you're a Sagittarius, so...
I'm not a Sagittarius.
You're not a Sagittarius. You're an Aquarius, so...
All right.
Thanks so much for listening to this shit, and we will stomp you later.
Bye.
Peace out.